From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Pakistan says overnight shelling by Indian forces across the disputed Kashmir frontier has killed 7 Pakistani troops. The military says the incident occurred in the Bimer sector along the line of control, which separates Pakistani and Indian portions of the divided Himalayan region. Pakistani troops retaliated. The United Nations says more than 5,400 people have been displaced in Mosul, where an Iraqi military operation is underway to free the city from Islamic State militants. A UN spokesman says the number of displaced people has increased by 6,600 since Friday, with most of them fleeing to displaced persons camps. Iraqi special forces say they are checking all displaced people for suspected links to Islamic State before allowing them into the camps. A suicide bomber killed 6 people and wounded 6 others Monday near the southern Iraqi city of Karbala. The country's interior ministry said security forces killed 5 other attackers, and the suicide bomber blew himself up inside the house after being surrounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. A Swedish prosecutor was allowed to enter Ecuador's embassy in London Monday and question WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange on a rape allegation. Assange has been taking refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy in order to avoid extradition to Sweden, where he faces charges of sexually assaulting a woman. He denies the charge. The questioning is scheduled to continue for several days. U.S. President Barack Obama leaves Monday on his final foreign trip as president. His advisors expect President-elect Donald Trump to be the primary topic of discussion with world leaders. This is VOA News. China's president has offered the U.S. president-elect congratulations on his recent win at the polls. Chinese state broadcaster CCTV said Xi Jinping and Donald Trump agreed Monday to meet at an early date to discuss the relationship between the two countries. During the recent U.S. presidential campaign, Trump was highly critical of China's trade practices and currency policy. Protests continued Monday in the United States against the election of Donald Trump. Hundreds of students walked out of classes at a high school in Los Angeles and in suburban Washington, D.C., following a night of street protests in major U.S. cities. Both President Obama and defeated Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton last week called for national unity and to give Trump a chance to govern when he takes control of the White House on January 20th. The size of the demonstrations in major cities Sunday night numbered in the hundreds of people instead of thousands, as had been the case in earlier protests. The outgoing U.S. Special Envoy for Climate Change says China and other countries are expected to stay committed to the Paris Agreement, regardless of what the next U.S. administration decides. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has said he believes climate change is a hoax and has pledged to cancel U.S. participation in last year's agreement, in which nearly 200 countries agreed to place limits on global greenhouse gas emissions. A U.S. government official says ending the war in Yemen was the prime topic of discussion for Secretary of State John Kerry, who spoke to officials in Oman. Kerry told reporters Monday he held a very constructive discussion with Yusuf bin Alawi, the minister responsible for foreign affairs. He said the two also discussed the situation in neighboring Yemen. The Afghan government has asked the United Nations to include the Taliban's fugitive chief in its blacklist of individuals under travel and financial bans and arms embargoes. The move, critics say, demonstrates hardening of President Ashraf Ghani's stand about engaging the Taliban in peace talks, and it will likely fuel the insurgency. Moldova's pro-Russian presidential candidate Igor Dodon has declared victory in Sunday's presidential runoff election. With nearly all of the votes counted in the former Soviet Republic, Dodon, who campaigned on promises to restore closer ties with Russia, earned about 55% of the vote. That's well ahead of his pro-European rival, Maya Sandu. For more on these and other news stories, check out our website. It's voanews.com. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.